you know, all of us obviously were affected by the pandemic in very different ways. And speaking from somebody that was in the travel and hospitality business, everything came to a screeching halt. And so I took a brief moment to kind of survey what was going on and seeing like, what was the language? What were people talking about? And there was a lot of fear. Arguably, there still is a lot of that language being thrown out there. And for me, you know, at the end of the day, that's not something that I respond to. It's like, okay, this is the situation. Let's be level-headed. And how can we actually come out of this stronger and more empowered? And to me, the number one way to empower ourselves and also other people is knowledge.
Of The Burn. I am Ben Newman, and I couldn't be any more fired up to be with you today. And you know what we do every single week? We talk to you about that burn, that underlying fire that lies inside of you, that ignites your why and your purpose, that then causes you to take the necessary action with great discipline every day to be your best. Sarah Dandashi today is going to be one of those individuals who's going to talk about consistency, talk about belief in herself, really an amazing story. One of the top travel experts in the world. Some of you have probably seen her on ABC, CBS, Fox. I mean, you pick a channel. Also an unbelievable book called Hospitality From Within. I mean, she lives like a really good life, getting to travel, being a travel expert, one of the leading experts for all the things that are luxurious in travel in the world. Like, that's like the ideal life. But one of the things that's amazing about Sarah is her energy, similar to mine, is fueled by punched energy. So we are punched energy family, and it's awesome to have this opportunity to really bring Sarah's energy and passion for life to you. And I think you're going to learn a lot from her story. I think you're going to be able to see her passion. And I think for all of us, Sarah, I don't know how you feel about this, but you know, we only live once. And if there's something you're passionate about, you might as well put your energy behind it and attack it and chase it. And when I look at your life and what you've done, that's what I see. Somebody who's taken her energy and her passion and decided to make it her life. So, Sarah, welcome to The Burn. It's awesome to have you on the show.
Thank you so much for having me here, Ben. That was like, that was quite the introduction, by the way. I have to say that was really amazing and exciting. And yes, we are totally part of the Punch family. So we are powered by Punch, you know, and, you know, passion.
Everybody already knows that the show is sponsored by Punch. So we can just keep putting this up throughout the show and let people know. Maybe we could even eat some Punch throughout the show. But no.
All for that. If you're ready for it.
Well, let me get right down to it, because, you know, you had 18 years of experience really in the luxury hotel chains. Mm-hmm. And what is it that got you into hospitality? What was the fire or the burn for you that really causes you to have this passion and energy in your life when you look back on the journey of success that you've had?
Well, I think it's interesting. I think it's a combination of a couple of things that also many people might relate to. I actually fell into hospitality. And how many people have fallen into maybe jobs or career paths that were probably convenient, or maybe they knew somebody? So in my particular case, my cousin had worked in hospitality. He had gone to hotel school and all that. And I was going to school at Georgetown in Washington, D.C., and I was working at a restaurant, and he was like, well, like, why get $9 an hour at the restaurant down the street versus $15 an hour at the Peninsula, at the Four Seasons? And I was like, oh, whoa, I'm going to be rich, obviously, at 19 years old. But that's how I fell into it. And then very quickly, I realized, oh, I'm good at this, but B, what really kind of got me going and what I enjoyed was that connecting with people. And I was able to connect with people from all different walks of life and to kind of help like them. And it might be even sort of silly, but like help them basically coordinate these special moments. Because, okay, you want to think about it. Like, I'm in sort of a privileged environment. These are luxury hotels and properties. And one of the things that I noticed pretty early on, and even at a young age, is you had people that had everything, and a lot of them weren't necessarily happy. And so how could I help them maybe find something a little bit deeper, sink their teeth into something a little bit deeper, whether it's on their trip or maybe look at something a little bit differently that might spark that little bit of joy, or make them just realize, like, okay, maybe these other things that I'm not so happy about are just kind of small problems, and I should find moments of joy in the daily life. And so it was a really interesting sort of transition to go from just being like, hey, I'm making dinner reservations at like fancy restaurants for people, to being like, cool, we can do that. But like, what about this? And just inspiring people again to just kind of like live in the moment. Because all too often, it's so easy to not do that, especially in our fast-paced lives. So even though there's a travel element to what I do, I think it also, for me, what gets me going is just really connecting with people and getting them to really just tap into the meaningful things in lives, in their life. And maybe that just might be connecting with their family or just really being present.
And what I hear, which I think is really incredible about your energy, your passion, your work, is the word intentionality. Mm-hmm. You know, so many people, they just show up and they go through the natural motions of, well, here's what I'm supposed to do. You want a dinner reservation and this is what you like, as opposed to choosing to find that intentionality in your work. And I would just encourage everybody, and then we're going to speak to this, because it's really interesting how, you know, the expert that you become in this area because of the pandemic. But yes, as a result of the pandemic, and for so many, even if it was their self-talk before the pandemic, many people mm-hmm. sit on that sideline waiting to see what's going to happen before they take action. And mm-hmm. you decided to take action, which has now built this unbelievable life. I mean, you just got back from Antarctica. You're talking about maybe a trip to Sri Lanka. So it's just, you know, this life of getting to do these amazing things, but that's become your life because of your intentionality. So I think for everybody, even if maybe you're not where you think you are going to be long-term, lock in on where you are and be intentional, because you never know what might come from the story that you're writing. And I think that's what's so unique, you know, for you, Sarah. And then talk to us about the pandemic. I know I alluded to it, but the pandemic, I mean, that's how you wound up on TV, and that's how people started finding out more about you. And it wasn't just the amazing social media following that you have at Ask a Concierge, where you get to see all these travels and these amazing ideas. But I mean, you really became famous for being this travel expert on TV during the pandemic, when most people were sitting at home, you know, not really doing anything or scared. So how did that happen?
Yeah, that's such a great point. And I think that, you know, all of us obviously were affected by the pandemic in very different ways. And speaking from somebody that was in the travel and hospitality business, everything came to a screeching halt. And so I took a brief moment to kind of survey what was going on and seeing, like, what was the language? What were people talking about? And there was a lot of fear. Arguably, there still is a lot of that language being thrown out there. And for me, you know, at the end of the day, that's not something that I respond to. It's like, okay, this is the situation. Let's be level-headed. And how can we actually come out of this stronger and more empowered? And to me, the number one way to empower ourselves and also other people is knowledge. So what I ended up doing is, I basically, while other people were, you know, maybe watching Netflix or doing this, I'm a firm believer of working when other people are sleeping, so to speak. So weekends, like all this time when other people are maybe taking that time off, that to me, this is when you work and that's when you get ahead. So same in that beginning part of the pandemic where everybody was like, oh, it's a 2-week vacation. I'm like, no, it's not. And I was like, what do I know how to do? Make a lot of content for not a lot. It didn't have a lot of overhead. So my goal was like, I'm going to put myself out there as much as possible. I have a podcast, I have videos, I cover things that's of value for people, so that when we do come out on the other side, I'm at least on that short list that people are thinking of. And so it was very strategic in that sense, strategic, but then also based in wanting to provide people with that knowledge so that they weren't scared to travel or to, you know, nervous about what was to come. It wasn't, oh, woe is me. bad things happen all the time. This happened to be on a global scale, but it's like, you can always use it to your benefit. So yeah, I basically started creating travel video or travel updates. And the next thing you know, different networks were like, hey, we'd love to have you come on and you can talk about what's happening in the world of travel right here from my living room, which is a really cool way to continue. Basically, I was able to carve out a niche for myself in a time where we maybe weren't able to travel as freely or as comfortably at the beginning. And it's been a really, really cool journey. And then that's also when I wrote my book as well too, because again, you know, at a time when a lot of people were sitting at home, I know myself, and I'm sure you're the same way, we are juggling so many things that it's like, oh, to sit down and write a book. Whew, I don't know if you could get me to sit down long enough for that. But I was like, hey, it's the pandemic. I'm not going out at night. Every night, I'm going to commit to at least writing anywhere from 1 to 3 hours, depending on the zone I can get into. And then I wrote a book, Hospitality from Within. So, and that's going to be out on Amazon, available on Amazon on January 18th. And it's available on my site for signed copies at hospitalityfromwithin.com. But again, it just goes to show you, when you have these, maybe these challenges that are presented to yourself, it's all about how you, you know, kind of tackle them, that can really be the game changer in the long run.
So, you know, it's this word intentionality, I have to come back to it again, because yes, if you look at how you decided to attack the pandemic, very intentional, right?
Yes.
From how I'm going to spend my time to recognizing what your opportunity was, to recognizing like, okay, I've got a book inside me, and I believe everybody's got a book inside of them. I actually had been saying that I was not going to write another book because I didn't have time. And as a result of the pandemic, wrote our latest book, Uncommon Leadership. And so we share that in common, but it's the intentionality of saying, okay, I do have the time, let me do something with it, as opposed to waiting to see what happens. Mm-hmm. Here's what I'd love to hear from you. So inside this book, Hospitality from Within, if you were to speak more to not just hospitality, which is care and relationships, but if we really talk about relationships in general, if you were to speak to any industry, what would you say are the most important lessons that you've learned from hospitality that will really help all of us on our success journeys, right? Whether we're a coach, whether we're an executive, whether we're somebody in the sports industry, what are those lessons of hospitality, or maybe that most important lesson that you share with individuals?
So I think I love that you asked this question, because the one thing that I don't want people to be like, oh, it's just a book for hoteliers or people in hospitality. But if you really think about it, all of us, whatever our industry is, whatever we do, we have customers, we have guests, so to speak, and it's how you make them feel. And that it's how you make people, that's the hospitality element of it. And it doesn't have to be the four walls that you're in. You don't have to be in a luxurious environment to necessarily create that feeling of hospitality. So for me, one of my favorite chapters there, and I think this is something that we can all relate to, is the difference between 4 and 5 star service. Because it's like, okay, well, what is that? It's not necessarily marble floors and like fine linens, but it comes down to how you make people feel. And similar to what you're saying with intentionality, it's thoughtfulness. Mm-hmm. And it's like, how can you be thoughtful? And it's so simple, because we understand that concept. But in thoughtfulness, that's how you might maybe go 2 or 3 steps ahead to think, oh, this is what might be your client or your customer might be asking. And if you've already kind of thought of it and you present it ahead of time, they're like, oh, wow, okay. And so that thoughtfulness kind of keeps you ahead of the curve when it comes to interacting with people. And that's where people, that's how they feel care. They feel cared for, they feel appreciated, they feel heard. And all of these things are, you know, they're soft skills. I get it. I could see it. I was like, oh, it's just a soft skill. But again, when you build relationships based off of that, it might be a soft skill, but my goodness, will that definitely be something that will come back and be such of incredible benefit for you in the long run. So if anything, that notion of thoughtfulness to what you do will really go a long way.
I love that answer. And I love the intentionality behind that answer. And all right, final question. This is one I was so excited to ask you. You know, so oftentimes we hear people say, the world is at your fingertips, right? Like people say that. And look, we all could travel wherever we want to, but like literally for you in your day to day, the world is at your fingertips and you're always somewhere else. And I would say that, you know, you've capitalized on your opportunity because of intention, because you've had great energy, because you believe in the things that you talk about and you write about. But knowing that the world literally is at your fingertips in your work with your clients and in your travel, what's next for you, right? When you look at people who are maybe fearful of their next level, they're fearful to give more of themselves or to try new things. What's next for you on your journey, literally knowing that the world, fueled by punched energy, is actually at your fingertips with the work you do every day?
Oh, goodness. What's next? I mean, so are we talking about actually like where I'm going to next or like?
No, I think like on your journey, what's going to be next? Is it writing books? What's that next big goal? Because I think there's so many people that they're held back as opposed to just thinking big and attacking it. And you've thought big and attacked. I mean, becoming the world's concierge, we'll call it, ask a concierge, becoming the world's concierge. I mean, it's really amazing what you've created. And I know there's more.
Oh, 100%. So a couple things that are going to be in the works would be being able to kind of influence and inspire people on a even more global level. So working on a couple of different TV show concepts. I do have another book.
I knew I was
going to
get something out of you.
Well, you know, so definitely have a couple of TV show concepts and I certainly have another book. In fact, while I was writing this book, I came up with this other one as well too, that it will be a little bit broader as far as the presentation of it, but it might have to do with how that sort of five-star mentality. That's just my hint I'm dropping there. But again, you know, and I think why I get so passionate about travel, and I love that you just brought this up, is I think that travel gets us out. It actually gets us out of our comfort zone. It gets us out of our environments. And that's where we can have different energies or be inspired to do new things. And so that's why I'm and it also opens our mind to understanding people, whether it's different cultures, different flavors and all of that. And so for me, travel, and why I encourage it so much is the impact that it can have on somebody. And maybe it's five steps down the line, but it's like, oh, you know, that trip I went on a trip actually to Sedona a year and a half ago. And that's where I came up with this concept, you know, and on the drive home, and that's proof in the pudding. And also at the end of the day, and I know that you talk about this a lot, is like failure. Who cares? To me, there's no failure doesn't resonate as a concept because it's like, oh, that didn't work. Let me try something else. And I think that actually is my true concierge mentality coming through, which I think a lot of people don't necessarily think about when they think of concierge. Think about a concierge. You ask them to do something, the number of no's that they might have to get until they get a yes. Exactly. And so to be able to me, I don't care about a no. A no is just, okay, that's not that option, but I will find another option. And so I think to be trained to have that mentality at work has benefited me so much in my personal life. And then certainly as I've built my own company, is that there's no notion of failure. It just might be maybe not that door right now, and then finding another door to go through. So just a couple little nuggets right there, but obviously
I knew with all that energy being fueled by punched energy, that mind is not going to slow down and the ideas were going to be flowing. Sarah Dondeschi, this has been absolutely awesome. I appreciate your energy. I appreciate your intentionality. I would encourage everybody, go follow Sarah at Ask a Concierge. I think it'll just spur so much energy and different ideas and travel and just positivity in your life. It really is unique how you go about your messaging and everything that you do on your social media page. And then also make sure, you know, the book, Hospitality from Within. Make sure to check out a copy, support Sarah, support this Punched Energy family. And Sarah, thank you so much for coming on The Burn.
Thank you so much for having me. This was amazing.
So, well, thank you all for joining us every single week to talk about that burn and that fire and that intentionality that ignites why and purpose that causes you to take the necessary action to be your best. Make sure to check out the opportunity for us to stay connected in the notes, as well as to stay connected with Sarah. And we'll look forward to seeing you next week. Continue to fight the good fight one day at a time.
This episode of The Burn Podcast is powered by BenNewmanCoaching.com, your number one source for increasing consistency in your life and building the mental toughness habits required to live the life of your dreams. From self-paced courses to live coaching with Ben and everything in between, head over to BenNewmanCoaching.com and join the thousands of members working to unlock their peak performance every day.